Farm Network.
Speaking at the CAHS annual meeting, Advance Economic Solutions President Bill Lapp sees the trade relationship between the United States and China as tentative at best.
Well, we have to get past our hurdles on trade first and foremost, and I think they're only reluctantly purchasing our soybeans based on a trade deal that's nominal at this point. I don't think we've seen the actual actual words that would go into that trade agreement. So I think they're going to buy most of what they promised for 2026, the 12 million tons. But I'm wondering if we'll ever get back to where we were before. That's a pretty big problem. We've done a lot to encourage production outside the U.S.
Looking forward over the next 5 years, Lapp said there are too many unknowns.
Will Russia continue to be a dominant force in wheat exports? Will China resume some exports of U.S. agricultural products over that time, either because of demand or because of better trade policy? Will Southeast Asia continue to grow as an opportunity, a market for U.S. agricultural products that pushes our trade balance and agriculture back positive? There's some things that are certain and several things that are hanging the balance at this point.
European Union